I'm Sian Herbert, a researcher at ODI, here at the European Development Days conference in Brussels. And we had a panel session earlier today on equality as part of the European Think Tanks group. I'm now standing here with Rilli Lapalainen, who's Secretary General of the Finnish NGO platform CASE. I was just wondering, really, could you give me an idea of what you think are the main challenges that EU has in terms of policy coherence for development, and maybe a few suggestions of what the EU could do?
I think the main challenge is really that we have a very good legal framework based on the Lisbon Treaty for the PCD, for the policy coherence for development, but we are not really implementing that. We have very nice talks based by the member states and the institutions, but we really want to hear see the implementation and the real results, what we should do. And I think that we have a lot of examples concerning for the trade. The IPAS is one of the examples where the policy coherence for development, underlining the development, it's not working. It is not at all taking account about the developing countries' positions and how they can really participate. Another topic is the migration, for example. So the EU is really internal and really selfish in that, really building the borders and not really thinking about in the holistic way how we can really help about those countries where the people are in the position that they need to leave from the home.